This is chapel for February 9th, 1962. Mr. Sistrunk is leading our service.
Do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with your God. Dear Lord, our God, we thank thee for this day, for this opportunity to pause, and our day to refresh our souls in thy presence. We thank thee for the gift of thy Son, who gave himself through love, that we might be restored to thee. We pray that thy will may be shown to us by thy Holy Spirit, that thy Spirit will guide us in our relationships with our fellow man. May we, like thee, have compassion and show mercy and kindness towards each other. We thank thee for thy goodness and thy mercy, and for thy many blessings that are ours to enjoy. In his name we pray. Amen. Our scripture reading this morning is from Micah, the 6th chapter, the 6th verse through the 8th. Wherewith shall I come before the Lord, and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgressions, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has shown thee, O man, what is good, and what doeth the Lord require thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. In all generations, men have sought to follow the search for God by some easier route than that of justice. In ancient Judah, temple rituals became even more elaborate and impressive as the richer became richer and the poor plunged deeper into poverty because of economic injustice. Those who exploit the weak dedicated a portion of their ill-gotten gains to God in expensive sacrifices to smooth their guilt. The prophets pointed out thus their failure to find God and announced divine wrath at this cheap substitute for simple justice. Clean hands and a pure heart are the only fitting preparations for worship. In the days of his ministry, Jesus found an elaborate temple ritual and systems of religious sacrifices, not merely an attempted substitute for justice, but this system was itself the very means of exploitation and injustice. His gentleness with the weak and erring amazed his righteous critics, but he flamed out in indignation against this prostitution of worship. Having forcibly cleansed the temple of these grafters, he made it a place of prayer and healing. The search for God cannot succeed unless those who worship have prepared themselves by paying the price of just dealings with their fellows. Amos had this to say, I despise your feast days, and I will not smell in your solemn assemblies, though ye offer me burnt offerings and your meat offerings. I will not accept them, neither will I regard the peace offering of your fat beast. Take thou away from me the noise of thy songs, for I will not hear the melody of thy vows. But let judgment run down as waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream. To do justly is not only to do what is just, but because it is just, and with an earnest desire to be right with God. The righteousness which the righteous Lord loveth is more than the outward act. And yet, these most elementary acts of righteousness were neglected by many, then as well as now, who posed questions about their acceptance with God, or even professed to have found satisfactory answers to them. Centuries have passed since the cleansing of the temple, yet injustice and religious rituals live side by side. We have seen this tragic results of an economic system which violates justice. We are living in a world in which man cannot exploit the weak without both coming down in disaster together. The eternal God has set his hand against injustice and economic exploitation. We tolerate an economic order in which the few fatten and spoil in unearned and wasteful luxury, while millions eke out a mere existence on a portion of what they really earn. We put profit above persons. We build expensive churches and educational buildings. We employ vested choirs and eloquent preachers. We improve the techniques of worship. We draw upon the fine arts to enrich our worship. In these cheaper ways, we make our search for God. We try to avoid paying the price of justice. Are we wise enough or clever enough to escape the clear warnings of the prophets and of Jesus? Let us improve our worship indeed. Let us lay in tribute to our search for God all the resources of art and music and architecture and eloquence. But let us remember the warning of the prophets. He has shown thee, O man, what is good, and what doeth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. To do justly involves the discharge of fairly demanded duties, both toward God and toward men. We are unjust in our dealing with God when we withhold time and wealth and influence which we are able to devote to him. We are unjust as servants when we render mere eye service. Unjust as employers when we look only to our own gains. All of us need to hearken to the law, to this law. The prophet has called our attention to a better way. This is a threefold way, consisting of justice in the daily relationship of life, kindness to one's fellow man, walking humbly before God. Here two parts deal with man and one with God. This is because it is foolish to talk about God unless we first respect man, his image. We are not likely to love God, whom we have not seen, unless we first come to love man, whom we can see. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.